This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Score!
Yeah, I had a mustache as a kid.
Sick, that's hot.
I did. Junior high was a fun time. Middle school, whatever it was. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We thank you for listening. Thank you to our guests, Tim Jenkins. Thank you to Patrick Manley. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell. Thanks to everybody who texted 312-644-6767. Thanks to everybody who joined us on Twitch. And thanks to Marshall Harris and Mark Grody. And now,
thank you to you, Layla.
It's time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now it's time to bring in the men from the afternoon show, Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. Hey,
the
guys.
The men are here.
The men of the afternoon.
How y'all doing?
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence. What's the weather like?
It's pretty nice.
It is. It is pitch black outside of
it really is
the mighty Prude Towers right
and
now.
And Grody likes it. Grody likes this dark, blustery, British weather.
Well, because I'm not doing anything today and I might just go home and lay on my couch.
That's
and
it.
See where the couch
open
takes me.
Open up the windows a little bit.
My wife loves when it's bad weather because it's like, oh no, I have to stay inside. Oh no.
Exactly.
Like you have all the excuses to maybe do a puzzle. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's no FOMO when it's like this. Like, you're not like, people are inside. There's not like, it's okay to be inside and cuddled around your television.
Grody, when you're older, you'll appreciate JOMO just as much as you do FOMO.
JOMO?
The joy of missing out. It won't even bother you.
When I get to your age.
That's me. When you get to be my age, you'll understand.
Marshall is younger than
Marshall,
me.
Marshall, we're supposed to fight against that. I've been reading a lot of studies on that. And look, I love the late text of, hey, you know what? Something came up and we have to cancel plans.
Yes.
Like, oh, no.
I love that.
I love getting that text.
It's heroin.
So why are we fighting it? Why are we fighting
it? John Mulaney says that's heroin.
Like, it is, hilarious. Canceling plans. It's supposedly bad for us that we're supposed to lean into making sure that we keep our plans with the people that we actually care about.
Everybody wants a village and nobody wants to be a villager.
That
so,
part.
You know,
does anybody want to be the village people?
Here. Not anymore. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food.
My older brother.
Was one of those guys married to Debbie Allen? I think I'd be good with that.
I think it's the cop.
The song got co-opted.
Right? Was it the cop who was married to Debbie Allen? My older brother, when I was like nine, he was in high school. He and all his high school friends dressed up as all the members of the Village People when YMCA was hot, and they practiced their big talent show dance in the living room. And I remember being like 9 years old watching these dudes thinking it was the coolest thing ever. It was not the coolest thing ever.
I disagree. I do think that it was pretty cool, but there's also some appropriation that's going on
in
there.
Oh, yeah.
There's some stuff that's happening.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff that feels uncomfortable looking back about the situation.
I will say, nothing brings people together like group choreography.
It works, man. It totally does.
Can't it's talk. Still, we got to work on the dance.
That's TikTok, right?
Those are villagers wanting really to be part of a village.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not that guy, though.
Also, what do you think football is? Group choreography.
Yeah, that's fine. It's there's a contest. Look,
violent group choreography.
I get out sometimes.
Not the celebrations.
Even better.
I prefer to get out in the daytime.
Layla, I would say in gameplay, and it's a great example of what the Bears have been doing this year, any type of zone run play is absolutely choreography.
That's why they're so good at touchdown celebrations. Like, they're basically doing the same stuff the entire day.
But there is a great joy that we watch in the group choreography of football and a lot of other sports. I mean, baseball, it's few and far between, but I love it when there's like going to be a play at the plate and the pitcher's running behind the catcher to make sure that he's in the right spot and dudes are shifting to cover the appropriate base and stuff. We don't get it that often.
I was thinking more of the
integrity.
Wheel play.
Yeah, the wheel play is gorgeous.
Yes.
That wheel play that they pulled off in the playoffs, in the World Series.
How about just a good relay play, too, Speaks, in baseball?
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's
you
wonderful.
Know what I really love? The outfield assist. Caught you sleeping. Bah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Those are my favorite.
And we had one of those, too. We had Kike Hernandez, right? With the throw from left field to double up. Was that game six?
Yeah, that was the way game six ended with that crazy-ass double play.
Yeah. A well-oiled inbound play also works well where it ends in a lob, a dunk, a finish, and
yes!
you see all the parts move and screen, boom.
Yes, absolutely. Like the Heat had an alley-oop one for a game winner last week.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
How is that allowed?
It shouldn't be, but they're the kings of doing that. They've done that before. Not the Sacramento Kings of doing that.
They're not the kings of
anything.
Also,
I would like to take this time to present to the NFL that you didn't want to have touchdown celebrations because you thought it would promote self-centeredness. Meanwhile, everybody decided to get with their teams and celebrate them together in a group.
Oh, boy, self-centeredness. I guess that brings us back to Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. Where are you? Where is... You're spot on. Where is Spiegel and Hall? We had a conversation, speaking of Aaron Rodgers.
Boom. Oh, where's
bring
Spiegs?
Him in. Bring him in. Where's Spiegs? He's celebrating right now.
Bring him in, Grody.
He's celebrating like a crazy man. Yes, he is. So we had the discussion of, do you want to see Aaron Rodgers play this weekend, or do you want to see Mason Rudolph play this weekend? Because obviously, it's a step down to the backup. This reporter, this host, me, Mark Grody, wants to see Aaron Rodgers play, and the Bears beat the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, period.
And this person who's logical and understands basic math and analytics, better chance of winning with Mason Rudolph as the quarterback. Just get your eighth win and keep it moving.
And I said, it's okay if they lose, if they beat the tar out of Aaron Rodgers. So we covered all the bases.
Oh, you did cover every... That's amazing.
We did.
You guys are on it. And it's funny because we're going to start our show talking a little bit about this and all of this and everything that...
Great, I blew
Tommy
your opening.
To say,
no, you're good.
Today.
Okay. There's fresh sound to go with it, so you didn't blow nothing, Groats.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah, and to answer your question... What I think is interesting is the fallout after this for Aaron Rodgers if the Bears were to win.
Mm-hmm.
If you win against him, does that force him to come back? If you lose against him, does he go, I have done all the things.
That's hilarious.
I have vanquished all of my rivals. And before the Bears get good and before they get another shot at me, no matter where it is that I'm playing, I'm just going to bow out as their owner.
I'd like to think that the Bears are that important. Like I don't know if this song is about them, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't think this song is about
Grody,
you.
Yeah. It is, though. And Speaks and I were talking about it yesterday. That guy still refers to himself as we
with Green Bay.
Talking about the Packers. Mm-hmm. He did it this offseason
where
he's like, oh, well, they always think they can beat us. Who's us, sir? Sir, you were on the Steelers now. You were on the Jets before that. Anyone that comes in and says to the world, I own you, he clearly thinks about the Bears. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, being a good villain is making sure that you are always thinking about the hero or the heroine. But he absolutely cares on his legacy versus the Bears. I do think the song is about them, Grody.
I want to make something clear. The principal reason I always hated Favre, especially towards the end, aside from the fact that he beat the Bears all the time, was that he held that organization hostage. Year after year, he'd be like, am I coming back? I don't know. What do you think? Am I coming back? And then for Aaron Rodgers to turn exactly into that after, you know, pushing against it is just so hilarious. So he's done this for years, and he did it last year and ended up with the Jets, and he did it this year and ended up with the Steelers. So the fact that he's going to try and hold a game week hostage should surprise no one.
That's the point. Gentlemen, behavioral science 101. What is Aaron Rodgers often labeled as?
A narcissist.
So why on earth would he not want the same attention as his predecessor? Oh. I'm surprised he didn't end up with the Vikings.
Yeah, I think he wanted to.
But what's the biggest neutralizer of somebody who's typically accused of that or diagnosed? Irrelevance.
Oh, that's hard to do.
So the Bears keep him what?
Relevant.
Well, the Steelers kind of keep him relevant. Let's be honest. Once he signed up with the Steelers.
And here's the thing.
And
strip
it
all down.
He's not on McAfee now. That was one of the edicts.
But the Steelers being good keeps him relevant. They got to start. They got to win, man.
That's what I'm saying. If they fall to 6-5, they can't get hawked down by Baltimore, because then that would be like, that would be very damaging to what he was trying to do with the Steelers.
I got some bad news for them. They're going to. Lamar is on his way.
I was looking at
him and them boys.
The playoff pictures in the NFC, the Bears at the lowest chance to win the playoffs among all the division leaders right now, and the lowest chance to win the division, and the lowest chance to get the first round bye. Woo! They're the lowest in the NFL, except for the Steelers. Like, these are the two, you called it yesterday, the disbelief bowl.
The
disbelief bowl. So that both teams need to win the disbelief bowl.
And suddenly, if the Bears do win this game and they go, let's say the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers go to, and he plays, they go to 6-5, could this be the beginning of the downfall of Aaron Rodgers?
That's what Lawrence is saying.
The next game is against the Bills at home. The game after that is at the Ravens. The game after that is the Dolphins team that all of a sudden can score some points. The game after that is at the Lions. And then they end with the Browns and the Ravens again. They haven't even played the Ravens yet.
Hey, before we gotta go Nico in a second, up? But Kurt Warner.
Okay.
But an important update: Felicia Rashad was married to Victor Willis of the Village People. Debbie Allen was and is still married to Norm Nixon.
I had the wrong air sister. You were correct.
Amazing.
And Felicia is still married to Ahmad.
Felicia,
No. Have you ever seen that picture?
Oh, there was problems.
Have you ever seen the wedding picture, though?
Who, like, the picture the of groomsmen the groomsmen were for that wedding?
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
OJ and Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's a tough look.
That's rough.
That's a rough room.
Okay, guys.
Here's what we have planned for today's show. Kurt Warner is going to join us at 2:45. We're going to talk with Matt Forte at 3, Matt Bowen at 4. So it's pro day on the Spiegel and Holmes show. And then we're going to get into some stuff that Ben had to say about Caleb, which is outstanding. There's some bull stuff that we want to get into, too. And are we going to praise Ryan Poles?
What?
There are two acquisitions that are definitely worthy of it. We'll explain. But first up, Aaron Rodgers and the Bears. We're going to do that after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.